India opens the new year in a mood of optimism as the country's economy records its highest growth in recent years and appears poised for further gains. Prominent Indian news magazines called 2003 India's golden year and India's feel-good year. These happy headlines were prompted by an economy that is bouncing back after several years of slow growth. The economy is expected to grow by more than 7% in the fiscal year ending March, significantly higher than 4.3% in the previous year. The expanding economy fueled high consumer spending among the country's growing middle classes. Stock prices gained more than 70% last year and became Asia's second best performers after Thailand. Indian markets attracted $7 billion from foreign institutional investors in 2003, the largest amount since the country opened its stock markets to foreign investors a decade ago. In December, India's foreign exchange reserves topped $100 billion, considered a benchmark in a country that was on the verge of defaulting on its debt payments 12 years ago. Economists attribute the turnaround in 2003 to several factors. Bidasha Ganguly, a senior economist at the Confederation of Indian Industry, says a vibrant high-technology culture created a booming outsourcing industry, good monsoon rains led to improved agricultural growth, and India's manufacturing sector posted higher profits.
The big corporates have really restructured. They've been through a period of very low growth. During that period, they've seen to it that they've cut costs seriously, and they've become globally competitive as a result.
For the first time, Indian companies ventured into the international corporate market, making 35 global acquisitions. Despite the new optimism, several areas of concern remain. Although per capita income has increased from $370 4 years ago to $480, economists say the benefits of the expanding economy have yet to trickle down to the one quarter of the billion plus population that lives below the poverty line. There are also fears that the country's lack of infrastructure could prove a drag on its potential.
There needs to be investment in roads and ports and airports. And one of the concerns, of course, is that the Indian government runs a very high fiscal deficit, so its ability to spend large amounts is limited.
However, most economists feel that the vigor of the Indian economy, combined with the advantage of its size, means India will get more global attention than ever before. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.